Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay, baby. October almost gone.
Playoffs coming up, and we had a playoff atmosphere like gang last week.
Yes, it was out at the Mona Shores home field. Yeah. Great crowd. Weather started out beautiful.
Yes, it did.
And, it was a good matchup for the community.
I heard they got capacity at 8,000, but they had almost 12,000 fans.
That's the numbers they threw out was 11,500. So okay. How they came up with that, I don't know. But
ticket sales?
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah, some folks paid, some folks didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
But, yeah, it was good game. First half, it was pretty nice. It was dry. Second half, it was a pretty much torrential downpour. And some of those that are the diehards stuck in there and waited it out.
Yes, sir.
And I was one of them, and I'm paying for it this week because I'm all nasaled, coughing, but there was no way
I was going to let up
that football game, man.
But I was at home listening to it on the radio. So we listened to it on the radio.
You're a smart man, Johnson. You're a smart man. You did it the right way.
My wife did mention, like, let's go. I said, hey, it's going to be some torrential rain outside.
It did, too. God,
so we listened on the radio, and I was entertained. I was hearing some great things and how the kids was running the ball. Both sides of the ball played great for both teams. They were getting it in.
Oh, yeah.
It was 7-7 going into the third quarter.
Yeah, Shores had a good team. They got a good team. I think, they'll wind up in Division II, and they'll make a run. Of course, getting out of our region is always the toughest.
That's right.
They'll have to play a Lowell, Forest Hills Northern, or Central, whatever it is. Same for us. We'll have to play the East Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids Christian, Cedar Springs, those kind of teams. But I think overall we should have about six teams that do make the playoffs out of West Michigan. So
wow.
And I think we all have a chance of making that run because, Catholic is –
They sleep at
there. They always there, man.
They sleep at 4th. I heard they got a hallway.
They got a room.
They got a room in a hallway named after them. So they do it big every year.
Yeah, and that's great. I am so happy to see programs that do well in this area because it's a testament to the coaching staff, to the community support these kids. And
that's right.
What it's all about.
And those kids are putting it together. And like you said, we make it there every year. Mona Shores is always in the playoffs. Who else? Catholic is always there.
Catholic, and Montague is going to make it.
That's right.
Oak Ridge, maybe North Muskegon, and maybe Whitehall. So there's quite a few teams that'll make it. And then we got to give the Hikes some credit now. They've been playing some good games,
they have.
Man.
Yes, they have. Chandler been doing a pretty good job.
Not won them all, but they've been in them.
And they've been in them.
That's great improvement.
Because they only got, probably, 22 guys or 33 guys, I think, or something?
Oh, I know they don't have that many, Chauncey. I think you're more like 22.
And they performing.
Yeah, they play Iron Man.
Yep, I know they went up to Ludington and pulled one out, and I know that had to be hard.
Yeah, and just lost a heartbreaker last week.
Yeah.
Skoda or some school like that. So, they're not getting blowed out.
No, they're not.
That's good.
So, the program's turning around and making some great strides.
Right, and that's good. For those kids.
Yeah.
Yep. We need to have a community football. So, we had, I don't think we had a chance to talk about those Spartans. They looking good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They put my boy back in the game against Minnesota, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Scott fumbled, though, one time.
Oh, he's in the doghouse, man.
He fumbled again.
But he made
and then they always, we was watching that game in Detroit because we went to a clinic and we watching that game and I'm like, all right, Scott doing good.
Yeah.
And then it's 20 to 13. We go up 30 to 13. And we go up 20 to 13.
20 to 13.
Then he got the ball. He fumbled.
Yep.
Then they scored. It was 17 to 12. I say, uh-oh. Then he scored again. And then they scored. It was 27 to 30 to end the game.
In the game, man. Should have been that close.
Yeah, and fumbles don't do right. That's why now I see why Antonio be sitting like, look, man, I need you to be right because we got to ride this season out. We shouldn't have been – Notre Dame shouldn't have been like that. If you didn't fumble, it would be much better. So, I know that hurt his ego, but he's teaching him a valuable lesson because if you want to play at the next level, you can't fumble.
No, ball security is important.
You holding the ball up like this.
Right. Come take it. Come get it.
He'd be holding it like he's a teapot running.
No, he'd be carrying that football around all week.
Yep.
He better not catch you without it.
and he's so fast and he got so cool. That's what it was. He got over – Overconfident.
Overconfident, yep. Yeah.
Thinking he was already in the NFL and thinking he was too good.
Watching Bill over there at Pittsburgh, yeah. Man, he could do what he does on that level. Well,
you're not Bill. Bill doing his thing. Now, we take it back to Bill. Wasn't a running back here supposed to be slated to be the starter over Bill?
From our area?
Yeah, one of our running backs. Leggett. Wasn't him and Leggett in school together?
Oh, back in the day, yeah.
Leggett was a better running back than him.
Yeah. Yeah, he
on the depth chart. I think it was Leggett over him in the depth chart.
Yeah, and it was a game. I can't remember which. It might have been a Western where Leggett had like 5 touchdowns, man.
Yes,
I got the DVD you're
right.
at home.
It was Leggett 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, right. And I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened either.
But
man.
One is in the league and one is not.
Yep. I know he got his education, so that's a plus.
That's the main thing.
Yes, that's a plus. But I just remember because I'm a State fan and Leggett was awesome.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
He was a good back.
So then when I see him, Bill, I'm like, Bill, you was backing up Leggett. And look at you now.
He just worked, man.
Yeah, you can't never judge somebody's potential, where they're going to end up at. That's all it is.
Right, especially after they get to that next level.
Yeah, he put the time in. Both of them did, but it's just, hey, the ball bounced in 2 different directions, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yep. Leggett was at State.
Leggett was there. He was awesome. He finished at another Division I, and he broke records there too. So
yeah, I think it was like Southern Illinois he went to.
Did his thing out there. So he had a great career. School. Got his education and everything. I know his grandmother was my 5th grade teacher, Miss Backus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Backus would go crazy about that boy. So.
Oh, yeah. She's a great supporter, man. Yep. Big supporter. And that no boy
was,
doubt.
He was a
doubt
beast. Yeah, but just thinking about that, just going back in the area. Then Michigan, hit them up.
Michigan.
Who they played? They played against the Oklahoma Sooners or LSU.
Who's that?
Michigan had a battle royal.
Indiana.
Oh.
Indiana. Indiana
like a top, they like a top 3 program, right? Yeah.
But see, I watched Indiana play early in the year when they played Ohio State.
That's right. They did good.
They took Ohio State to the brink up until late in the third quarter.
That's right.
And Ohio State put it on them. But up to that point, they was balling.
They was balling.
So, but this week is Penn State. All right.
It'd be Penn State number 3 or number 7? What then?
Number 2. It's 2 or 3, man.
Yeah, they 2 or 3. Uh-oh.
So we're going to find out if this Big Ten is for real, man.
Man, because Michigan is still a show and redeem their loss against us. If they beat Penn State.
At Penn State.
Yeah. Oh, you know that's the valley. That's like an island. That's like being on an island. I've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
a closed community.
Yeah, it's like a closed community. They got to take a helicopter to get in there.
Okay.
In them mountains. You better off getting a helicopter and landing in that neighborhood.
Paternal lasts so long. Yes. Everything that went on in Happy Valley, he controlled it.
Yep.
He knew everything that went on, and there was no outside influence.
Nothing, because you're like on a mountain. Like you're the Nifty Lioness for real.
Oh, yeah.
They got their own little city.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. We got our NBA kickoff last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Kyrie Irving in his new neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Roberts' neighborhood.
And that's right.
Boston.
Boston. So wish him well, but
yeah.
LeBron had to show him that I'm still a big brother.
Yeah, he is.
And y'all team is good. You got a good team. But then last night they lost one of their boys. They lost Hayward for the season.
Marquee player, man.
They did a lot to get him, too.
They did.
Because, you know, that the guy that coaches the Celtics coached him in college.
Right.
So he been.
Over at Butler.
Yeah, he been running that. Is that Alford? Not Alford, but I can't remember his name for nothing. I met him like several times.
Oh, the coach?
Yes.
Oh, man, you would do that.
Yeah. I want to give him a good shout out, but it's okay. Man. But he's a great coach. He's a great coach.
He
breaks things down, and he's running that same system that Butler ran, but he just sped it up, and he got a lot of one-on-ones and ISOs in that.
Good coach, man.
So he knows what he's doing.
I got to give it to him.
So Kyrie going to still have a good season.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, he lost his number 2.
Yeah, that was the number 2 guy.
So he got to get his input up 10 more points. Mm-hmm. And then Smart or Jaylen Brown from Muskegon got to step it up.
Yeah, which he actually played very well.
LeBron's he didn't challenge that dunk when he was in the first quarter.
Oh, no. He said he's going to posterize me. He getting no posters on.
Brown wanted that, too. Brown was coming at LeBron. He wanted that.
Yeah, that was a great game, man. It was really, really a great game. But it was good to see Wade on the floor.
Derrick Rose
and some of the other – players, Christian Thompson and, J.R., Shumpert. So, It's going to be good. And the defending champions took their first loss already.
Yeah, so they got that out the way. So it won't be no 72 in a row.
Right.
Go on, get that, go on, lose about 15 more so y'all can just knock all the records out. I think it got something to do with that Under Armour.
Oh, could
Under Armour and Nike.
Could be.
Because right. Curry and Durant got their issues with the Under Armour and the Nike. Because Durant said, if I had an AAU team, I wouldn't put no Under Armour on. But I mean, look, Ferris wear Under Armour.
Ferris do?
Yeah, the football team and basketball. It looked nice. I've seen D throw and some stuff. It looked nice.
You know, that's a big game this weekend, too. Ferris and Grand Valley.
At Ferris?
It's at Ferris.
Yeah. And then the basketball teams start, too. So I know D Thor going to have like two basketball games and a football game.
Well, he going to be really playing Iron Man ball.
He like Deion Sanders.
Yeah, right.
For real. He like Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Keep him occupied.
That's right. Keep him occupied so he stay focused on completing his goals. But that's
task at hand.
Yeah, I always seen him as a two-sport athlete anyway.
Absolutely,
in college.
Yeah.
So he did the right choice. He made the right choice. And he's got a lot of energy, so he's able to put that in the right places and everything.
That's fantastic.
Kudos to him. And
absolutely.
I know he's loving it. I know he's loving it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know his mom and dad is, too.
That's right. Playing again and everything.
They're going to be there. Guaranteed,
that's right. Yes, they're going to be there. You're right.
They don't miss.
They're biggest supporters. Yes, I seen them in a couple of games last year when I went. So,
But,
yeah, when I was down in Detroit, Tony, to get into our financial part of our show, I was driving my wife's car, and I'm a cautious driver. I always watch where I park it. In my truck, I usually park close to it, don't matter or anything because I'm like, I done had it and I don't wash it. I clean the inside out. I might just run it through the car wash because I'm always carrying kids or I'm always doing stuff for business. So I'm like, I'll be okay. So I drive my wife's car. And I was like, I'm in my wife's car. Let me park it far away. Make sure I take care of it. Make sure it's clean when I bring it back, gas and everything. So I park. I'm at Oakland University and I park and it's raining. And they tailgate. They get ready to play. They get ready to have their homecoming up there. I didn't know they had a football team. Oakland did. Oakland University.
Either.
I'm like, there was a lot of people up there. I'm like, where the football team at? They got a football team? Soccer team? It's like, you ready for the game? I'm like, what game?
Wow. That's news to me.
Either I got it confused or something. They was up there tailgating. I'm like, for what? But they got a football field. They got a soccer field. They got a beautiful facility. But then getting to the point of while we're here, though, I come out. From the coach clinic, we come out to go to lunch, and I drive the car off because it's raining hard. I'm not paying attention. So I get to the restaurant we get in, and I look in. I see, I got a ticket. I'm like, how I get a ticket for parking in the lot? They told me I can park in. But it was a piece of paper that said it was wet, too. It could have been too wet. It could have blew off on the highway.
Yeah.
So I ended up looking at the paper, and the paper said, excuse me, I'm sorry, I hit your car. I want to try to reimburse you and try to make sure I get it fixed as fast as possible. I was like, look.
That is amazing.
Yeah, but the first thing I thought is that my wife's going to be mad at me. I'm like, I'm not even driving a car.
Right.
So I end up calling her and telling her. She's like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm shaking. I'm like, what? It's crazy. I'm not driving that car until it's fixed. So now you see me driving. I'm driving that car. That car's outside. And I'm in that car and I'm like, so we end up calling a young lady. She talked to her father. She was a college student. You know, simple mistake. She turned in. I can see being young. They don't know how to handle the wheel.
A little wet because it was raining.
Yeah.
A little wet.
She bumps. She hits the car back door all the way to the bumper. Messed up. You know, those cars, the whole plastic bumper on the bottom got to get replaced. Probably piece of the door, all this. But the car's still dry, but it's not cosmetically looking too nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Look too cool.
Look at me on the passenger side when I'm driving. Look through the passenger side when you see me till I get it fixed. But so I called, I got insurance through MEMIC, the Educators Insurance. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I called my people first and I tell them what happened. It was like, all right, this is how the process works. It's like, you can call their insurance, file a claim with them if it's their fault. So what I did when I was on campus, I did a police report before I left.
Good move.
So I went to Oakland University Police Campus. Then I gave them her number. They called her. She went immediately up there, too. She filed a report also because they got cameras on the campus.
Okay.
I knew I was parking it. I knew the lot. So they were able to go on the cameras. They took pictures of my vehicle, got my driver's license and my insurance, checked all that and everything. And I went home. And then I pulled the report the other day, called her insurance, AAA, made the claim. They said they'll call me in 24 to 48, one business day. So one business day is tomorrow because I did it yesterday. That's 24 hours. And then I sent the police report in. So they're looking at all that and trying to see who's liable and where it's liable at. And said they'll contact me. Now, my thing is, you being an insurance broker and owner of an insurance company, of Farmers, how that's going to work internally, because it's AAA and MEMIC.
Right, which AAA owns MEMIC.
Okay.
So it'll be a pretty much an internal type of claim. And, you know, chances are they're going to make you whole with no issues, because AAA is a reputable company. Now, you could have gotten some of these Dairyland, Phoenix, or whoever, some of these other companies, and what they would have said is that you take that to your own insurance company.
Okay.
And have them fix your car, and then they will file a subrogation claim, and then they'll send us a bill, and we'll have to reimburse them. So it doesn't look like this is going to happen for you, because, again, you're with a reputable company, and in the state of Michigan, these companies have that leeway as to go ahead and make you whole.
Yes.
Or pass that off to your insurance company, make them do the paperwork in order to get paid. Okay, in other words, they're going to make you do a little bit of legwork in order to get your money. But I think you're going to be okay. There's no problem with those two, especially about being owned by the same company. You know, but what's really amazing, even though, like you say, there were cameras, that is a rare occurrence when a person will actually leave their information for you to contact them concerning that accident. Because normally what happens, they'll leave a note, and then the note will say, "I'm sorry," and that's it. Okay? Because there might be some people watching, so they'll say, "Okay, I got to make this look good."
That's right. So they can.
You're filling out this note, and all you put on there is like, "I'm sorry, I hit your car," and then put that under the windshield and book. But this person there was a good Samaritan. It sounded like she came, you know, she got raised with some good morals and ethics. And,
that's right.
You know, that's great.
We talked to her father. He was like, "I will just pay for it right now." But he said, "You guys are so far away. I'm going to make sure that I have to go through my insurance and make sure that's getting handled right." And he said, "Just file a claim." So then I just got to get an estimate. I'm going to get an estimate from the dealership.
Yeah.
Best case possible. And
they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing is that sometimes they'll have a preferred type of a vendor.
That's what they told me, too. They said if I wait, they'll let me know in that area who will be able to do everything, too.
Right. And that way what happens is when you take that car there, they basically have a direct connection with AAA. So they take the pictures, they download the estimates, and they send it out. The adjuster looks at it and okays it right on the, you know, right over the internet, and you're done, versus taking it to one of these, you know, smaller places. Then the adjuster actually comes out and physically looks at the vehicle, you know, makes a report, goes back to the office, file it, gets it approved. So there is some time savings if you go with preferred vendors. And normally these guys stand behind their work.
That's what they said. It's like, you could pick one, but it's like, we have some that we probably would recommend that do the right kind of work.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a bit of a trade-off where they know that these guys are going to do a good job, but yet because we're directing business their way, they're going to always give us their best rate, which might be 10%, 15% less than the other guy that you would go to.
That's right.
So, yeah, preferred vendors is not a bad move. Any event you're involved in a car accident and your insurance company do have them, but in Michigan, you do have that right to take that car wherever you want to.
Okay. All right, so that's my weekend. And then this weekend is homecoming.
Homecoming at Michigan State.
Yeah, so we playing Indiana.
Oh, y'all in Indiana. Y'all better watch out.
We're going to show you how to punch him down.
You going to try to punch him down.
I might have to go by myself. My wife mad about her car that bad. That she's she don't get no car.
I'm going so low.
Yeah, she don't get no car. She's like, if I don't have my car, I'm like, what? They're like, you riding the truck with me or something. She was like, nope, I'm only riding my car. I was like, so that's crazy. But I think I'm gonna go see Madrika play in Midnight Madness.
Okay.
I know last couple of years I took the girls, but I'm like, my buddy saw me last year. He's like, man, what you doing? I was like, hey, I'm taking the team. I say, look, man, you did that last year, man. You gotta get back with your crew. And,
right.
You know,
right.
See your buddies and everything. And see everybody wanna check up on you, your big brothers and all that. So I want to make sure I want to be at homecoming and enjoy the whole festivities for the whole weekend.
Yeah, it's okay to do that.
Yeah, so sometimes I got to look out for myself, I guess.
Absolutely,
my
man.
Wife told me that. She's like, you can't be just missing your friends trying to build community all the time. So She was right.
Yeah, she right.
Yep, she right.
Yep.
So what I have on my plate today, Tony, is credit bureaus cut you a break. Consumers get more time to settle a medical bill before it harms their credit. Mm-hmm. And I know they changed the stipulation, so here it goes. It says medical bill debt is becoming a little less painful. Beginning September 15th, the three major credit agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, are waiting 180 days from the time a medical bill becomes delinquent before adding it to a patient's credit report. The change is designed to give consumers and insurance companies time to resolve billing issues. Plus, the credit agencies are removing accounts that are in default if an insurer later pays the debt. If your credit report contains a medical collection account that should no longer be there, you may have to wait a few weeks to see it disappear. Meanwhile, the latest models of the FICO and the VantageScore credit scores penalize delinquent medical bills less harshly than other types of unpaid debt. FICO found out the median score of a consumer who has only significant black marks involved medical debt is about 25 points higher using the new FICO model than the previous scoring models. Many lenders use the FICO scores. However, they have not yet adopted the new FICO score. And you just have to get your free credit report from annualcredit.com, report.com, or Credit Karma. Go there, get that report, see what happens. But I know that in our community, a lot of people, before they get their jobs, they have to go to the doctor or they've been in emergency situations, mm-hmm. and they have these bills. And I sit with clients all the time, and they show me. I say, man, that's reported differently. I say, you can call them and get them to settle. But in the past, before this, they changed this, that medical bill pop on, that mug be in collections quick.
Okay.
And I said it like that too. That mug, it was like, that's how it is.
Be quick.
They move fast. Back in the past, it's like, I get this negative mark on my credit report, and it ain't been 90 days.
Right.
It used to be like that.
Yeah, trust me, there could be some billing issues, like you say, especially if you went from one employer to the other, okay, and you got there's a little gap in there where one coverage might have stopped or overlapped, but yet it's showing up as a delinquent with credit bill.
That's right. And then now they say you'll give you 180 days before they report it.
So that's good.
They give you 6 months like a student loan almost. But student loans say late, stay late, stay late. They'll say late, it'll say late. But when they get 6 months, that's when the default status comes in, and that's when they start working towards collection and garnishment. So now they're treating the medical bills like that, audience. So you hear that, right?
Sure.
So if you hear that from me, now it's time to do something about it. Either get a settlement or get something where you can pay on it, or you can deal with it in a capacity. Or if you got insurance now, a lot of times you can go back and say, I got insurance now, and let's deal with this like this.
Right.
So it's always a way around it. So don't ever think that you like it's over because you got medical bills. That's one of the easiest things they'll deal with today is medical bills, because they found a lot of our country, that's why they kicked in Obamacare. Because a lot of our country was under-healthcared.
Under-healthcare, right.
That's what I call it, under-healthcared, and they wasn't getting the right amount of benefits. So then when you're not getting the right amount of benefits, when you go in with your Medicaid card or Medicare and they weren't covering the whole bill, you were stuck with emergencies, prescriptions. You were stuck with the other bill. Mm-hmm. We're talking about prescriptions being like $500 for a couple pills.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a show the other day. It was very interesting. It was talked about prescription, and the pharmacist actually was talking to a pharmacist, and he said that they are under a gag order, a gag rule, from the pharmaceutical developers. So in other words, if you have insurance and the copay on your particular prescription might be $25. And he said, okay, if a customer came in here and asked me, are you giving me the best rate? And he says, well, no, I can actually give you the same product for $10. But I can't tell you that.
The generic, right?
It's a generic. Yeah, but I can't tell you that. You have to ask me, because the pharmaceutical manufacturers is telling him.
He's sponsored by them like Nike or something.
Right. He has got to sell at the higher rate if they come through with insurance. Okay? And it showed what the fee schedule was for having insurance versus a person just walking up there and saying, okay, I got a prescription and I don't want to use my insurance to pay for it. How much is it? And it was ridiculously lower than what it would have been for their insurance.
That's crazy.
Because that means now you got to ask. Anytime you got a prescription, ask them, okay, so what is the best rate that you can give me for this prescription, even though I got insurance?
Man, that's...
This is behind this opiate epidemic.
That's right.
That all this other stuff is coming out about.
Because people are addicted. People are addicted to prescription drugs.
It is unreal, man. It's crazy. I didn't realize it was this bad.
Man, it's crazy. Look, I'm going to tell you two things I know they're addicted to. Like you said, the opiates and the codeine. the cough syrup. Those two are have. I remember we had records in Muskegon that was written to codeine prescriptions.
Really?
What's it called? I didn't even know call they it made promethazine or something. Call it promethazine. Yeah, that's they rapping look. About it and everything. So you, when you look at it, you like record prescriptions written for it. I mean, talking about bottles, thousands of bottles. But see, the doctor being compensated.
Oh, of course, they're getting paid to push this product, man.
To help people self-medicate themselves. So then you got the marijuana billing. You know, we're not getting off into a different tangent, audience, but when you look at that, insurance is being charged.
Yes.
Even when it comes to medical marijuana.
Okay.
Somebody yeah. getting paid. Yeah. We rolled through Lansing. We stopped and got some cracked chicken. They was like, what's them places? I say, man. They say, they got a lot of them. I said, those medical marijuana facilities. They're like, it's like that?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, they're Lansing.
Your card. Yep. You can go in there and you can buy.
You get your car going in and buy as long as you screen by your doctor. So look who got somebody insurance got paid, somebody making a business off of your needs.
Yeah. And I don't know how tight the requirements are to get a medical card, but for some of the folks that I know that have them, it doesn't seem very difficult to get them.
Yeah, it don't seem very good to get them. So you got to look at that. It's a lot of things that come into play, but just look at the medical billing period. That's like a plus for somebody now because – when you look at the average citizen, most of the times you get out of college, you go somewhere, you don't have full medical. If your parents not keep you on the insurance, somebody got a medical bill out there. Mm-hmm. It's a medical bill where you went to the got a physical, you got a dentist bill. It's a dentist bill or something hang out there for $300, $400 with somebody in the audience. So I'm telling you, audience, you got it 180 days. There's always avenues that we can help you. I can help you. Tony can help you. It's always stuff you can do to deal with that. And sometimes it's a simple letter to get a settlement, or if you're that far behind, there's programs out there. So
just don't ignore it.
Yep.
I think that's the message. Do not ignore it.
But like you said, Tony said earlier, it's an ask. All you got to do is ask. And when you get an ask out there, you'll figure out like, man, that stuff was giving me a headache. Now all I have to do is just transition into that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the medical part. I know I was going to, I was telling the audience, I wrote something on Facebook and said I was going to start sharing this new book that I got put out, and it's called Good for Nothing, and it says trusting God with the least. And I said the least meaning money. And I know I got you in the book, Tony, and we got you doing the foreword and everything. And it's a book of basics, a miniature book of basically of scriptures about different instances in your life, like chapter one, where I was going to expose some of chapter one the next couple of weeks. And it was like the chapter one says God's purpose for your finances. Mm-hmm. And then what I did, I outlined some scripture. And the first one is Proverbs 13:18. It says, if you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you will be honored.
Hmm.
So just looking at that, simple. My translation of that is saying that in order for you to get better, you got to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the type of person to play everything behind the scenes and you're never up front to take the criticism.
Right.
You're going to have critics if you're trying to become better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're just somebody that's content, you could play behind the scenes and you can complain about how somebody else is doing it big.
That's right.
So that's my interpretation of it.
Yeah. Haters.
That's okay. Right.
We call them haters today.
That's right.
In some circles, they say you need haters because those are the folks that motivate you to do better than what you're doing.
Yep. And okay. when you see that, when it comes to a hater, that's somebody that feel like they are underachiever.
Yeah.
And they looking at you like, who do they think they are? But then, like you said, the criticism is needed. You need those criticisms in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I have is, and I went through I got my seminary degree, so I went through like 2,000 scriptures. I found them in the concordance. It's like 18 out of 36 parables that talk about money.
Okay.
So I just got the idea over the summer. I said, I'm going to put these together and hopefully these best somebody.
Yeah, biblical principles of finance.
That's it.
That's where it's at.
That's all it is. So just having the criticism. Proverbs 21:15, justice is a joy to the godly, but it terrifies evildoers. You know, justice, balance of the scales.
Right.
It's a joy to the godly because you know you're doing
it the right way.
The due diligence.
Absolutely.
The checklist. I'm doing everything like I'm supposed to be doing. But when somebody trying to take the shortcut, I call it leapfrog. When they don't have everything, a foundation, they jumping around. And mm-hmm. then they look at justice. It's like, here's an example. Try to make a wrong a right.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. If it's said in black and white that it's wrong, don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it.
So you know the thing about doing wrong is you're always looking over your shoulder, right?
That's right.
Always and then looking over your shoulder. You can't. You're never at peace. You never relax. You're always in the middle of the night. You're listening. because you know what you're doing is wrong, and somebody could be coming to take you out.
That's right.
And then, but to take you in.
But people do that with money. They trust money.
Well, that's the motivating factor behind that behavior.
And they think it's security, though.
It's money. Yeah. Right, right. They think it's security.
So the evildoer, like, I got what I got. My bills paid. This and this is that's done. But what have you done wrong or immoral to displace yourself out of justice?
That's right.
So when they come, is Mr. Williams here? Oh, yeah. He sleep.
he normally knock once.
Yeah, they knock once. Then they hit that thing on that door. Boom. That's what I've heard. I've never been
search in this place.
That door come off like. And they not asking no questions when they come. So evildoers,
that's
balance
right.
to justice. I'm gonna get them the translation of that, and then we'll end for the day. But we're gonna be coming at you with all these chapters just to give you some tidbits.
Food for thought.
So the Proverbs 21:15, justice is a joy to the godly, but it terrifies evildoers. Faithful completion of one's work is a great accomplishment. Being a diligent worker does not come naturally to some people. It is a result of strong character. Don't look for shortcuts that result in inefficiency. Work hard as if it's a service of God.
That's nice. That's great, man.
So do what you're supposed to do. I was listening to a pastor the other day. He said, patient don't mean waiting, doing nothing.
Right.
Patient means you doing the main thing over and over
steady.
And over again.
You're grinding. You're trying to get your work in hopes of getting that benefit.
That's right.
That harvest, that
That's
reward.
Right. So you're not worried about what anybody else doing. Patient means you staying consistent and you staying in your work, in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking at, I'm going to jump to this, jump to that.
In your lane.
So that's for the day. We'll come back with
some
more next week.
That's good stuff.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Yeah, that's good, man.